wanted to play.
He had no care in the world because he said, "I only want to play for that team."
Hold on.
Because that's
so, okay, no. How do you know?
Said, no, I heard your words. I'm right.
I said Watson.
If they would have lost,
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
Be nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, Dougie and the boys is brought to you by
us with Road Miles. Road Miles may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice. I was hoping you were going to say it.
I was going to, but I said
no, you dude, you're like, you got to be on like that.
You
got to
be quick, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get it started. Stephon Diggs is the newest member of the Houston Texans. Another weapon for C.J. Stroud.
Oh, yeah, especially his young career. His second year, this could be the proven moment. Maybe they go to the Super Bowl. I mean, yep. They're definitely, right now, are the favorites in the AFC.
You think so? The favorites?
Yeah.
Houston?
One of the favorites.
Yeah.
One of the favorites.
I would say the top five team for sure.
Yeah, I could say top five. I mean,
but that's a big
pick. You could probably say them, Kansas City, Baltimore.
The Jets.
I don't know.
If everything goes their way.
Yeah.
If everyone stays healthy.
I mean, in the fifth one, you could probably interchangeable whoever you want.
Yeah.
Whoever's like, you know, you could put the Bengals or Pittsburgh or.
There he goes with Pittsburgh again.
Steelers should be up there.
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
They could be interchangeable. Listen, we're not going to discuss.
Top five?
Probably not 1, 2, 3, or 4. Maybe like I said, interchangeable of five.
Top five.
Interchangeable of five. Of number five, interchangeable between the Bengals, Steelers, and probably another team that we could probably put in there, like probably and Miami if anything. Hell, I might just put Miami at five.
So you guys heard that story?
What story?
So Monday was April 1st, April Fool's Day, right?
Oh, but the whole thing that we sent in the chat, that one.
Nicole came up to me. She's like, "Dolphins got OBJ. They got OBJ."
She got you, didn't she?
No, she fell for it. I was like, really? And then Dave...
She was being serious?
Yeah, she just seen the smile on her face. And then Dave was like, "Nicole," and you know how Dave is, "what's today? April 1st. Oh.
Damn it. Yeah, but I mean, that could come true sooner or later.
It could.
There are talks with
him. He's a free agent, so...
Yeah,
you never know. He may go to Miami.
I mean, yeah, but would he be a big difference, though, on that offense?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
OBJ's overrated.
No, he's not.
I don't think
yes,
he's overrated.
You will have Waddle.
OBJ is overrated.
Waddle.
And Hill.
Right. And you also
have
A-Chain and Mostert. That Mostert just re-signed a extension for another couple years.
You're
going to have to feed him.
OBJ had a few good years with the Giants, and that's about it. And he had clutch plays on the Rams.
But they also want to run out of it. And he was very productive in that Super Bowl until he got hurt. Because they were doubling Cooper that most of that game, and it all went to OBJ. And OBJ, he caught a touchdown that game. So he would have had a breakout game that Super Bowl if he didn't get hurt. Yeah.
Of course. I just don't think he's one of those top receivers.
I think the age does play.
Age is playing a factor, and he's not that same guy.
Yeah. No. But also, like, Miami, you have plenty of mounts for you. Because you still have, and you also have Berrios over there. Or no, he left. No, he stayed. Berrios is a. I think they should have him on the run back instead of a receiver, but they switched him because he on the Jets he was phenomenal on the returner.
Mm-hmm.
He was very and even a receiver too.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Yes, he had his moments.
Yeah, but back to Stephon Diggs, I think that's very good for him. I think he finally got out of a situation where he didn't want to be there no more, and I guess he just said trade me. I think he was probably done.
So what does this do for Buffalo? Or Josh Allen, per se.
I think
they're in rebuild mode for sure because they let go of a lot of.
They did.
I think they're going to place third in their division.
Miami, Jets, Buffalo?
Miami Jets are going to fight for that number one spot, and third would be them. I think the Patriots still might be fourth because they're going to bring a rookie in as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And they're going to.
Some figuring out.
They're
going
to figure out a lot of stuff. They might win maybe, I think what the projection is, like five games. They might win maybe over or just the same.
Yeah.
Who knows with them. But I think Buffalo is going to take a little step back because they lost too much. I mean, who knows? Because, I mean, they brought in...
They gave up a lot on the defense, man.
Defensively, yeah. But they
could lot of players left. Jordan Poirier's gone.
He's gone. The other corner's gone.
The other corner's,
Yeah, that's really it. I mean, and then there's a couple other players that are gone. But who knows? I mean, offensively, they might be good. Because they... Shakir, I think that's his name.
Khalil Shakir,
yeah. Yeah, Shakir. He was showing signs of...
Yeah, flashes.
He
could be
up, yeah. And then you bring in a Samuels coming in from Washington.
Right, right.
That is pretty decently. And then who knows? And then James Cook is a definitely good running back. So who?
Yeah, they got the talent.
They got the talent. It just could.
I think it's going to be similar or parallel to Lamar when Lamar didn't really have any receivers.
And he was just running the ball a lot.
And he's just, so I'm thinking Josh Allen goes for 2,000 rushing yards this season.
If he does, and that's going to be MVP.
He's still won MVP, right though. Jackson, so it don't really matter.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying Josh Allen is really going to carry the team.
Yeah, and that is, like, he might.
And I think that's the issue with Diggs. He's a very...
Selfish?
Not selfish, but he has a bit of an ego.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's selfish. He wants the team to win. He wants to win.
Yeah.
But he also wants the ball at certain times, and he feels like if he's not getting the ball, I feel like from the sideline interactions he's had over the past couple of years, you can see it.
Yeah, he has absolutely.
He has a bit of an ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of young guys do.
But when you're like considered like right now for him, like he's probably top five.
He's still a very good receiver.
He's like, I'm going to show you why I'm top five.
Yep.
Or I should be at least your top three.
Yep.
So if we're going top five receivers right now, it's probably
Mike Evans.
From last season.
Mike Evans.
From last season,
Mike Evans is heavily underrated.
But I don't think he'll be top five. You're going to put Hill.
Mike Evans is top five.
Hold on. Let's see the list first.
Hill, Jefferson.
Let's see who he has.
Hill, Jefferson.
Chase.
No, he's not going to say that.
No, because he was out for most of the season.
Or are you talking about just from
the last season?
Okay.
From last season. I'm not talking. If we're going to talk all together, Chase will be in his top five.
Mike Evans put up 1,000 yards again. You're not going to have him in your top five.
No, he will be top five.
With Baker Mayfield as a quarterback.
He's going to be probably at least five.
You said you're not putting him in top five.
I'm still going through the list.
All right, let's hear the list.
Even Jefferson came back halfway through the
season. We're at number three. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay, Davante Adams.
Nah, I wouldn't have
him. Why would you put down Davante Adams?
Off of last season?
Yeah. He was fucking putting up yards.
No, he was not.
Okay, all
right. I would put Keenan Allen over Adams. And we're talking.
But he was hurt too most of the time.
But Allen got 1,000 yards.
Okay. So.
So did Mike Evans.
No, I know. I'm saying, but I would put Keenan Allen over Davante Adams for me.
Okay. We'll try to go through all the receivers. There's a couple I'm missing. There's a lot I'm missing.
That could go.
Yeah.
Top five.
Let's see. Any for Baltimore? No. I mean, Zay Flowers? No. CD Lamb.
Yeah.
So I can probably put CD Lamb at 3. CD at 3.
Who else? There's a few, bro.
I know.
Puka.
Who?
Puka.
I don't get how you're not bringing up Mike Evans, though. As a top five receiver.
He's going number five.
You named five.
I just took Davante out. We took Davante out because you don't want to put him in there.
All right, let's do the list one more time.
We said Jettis, Tyreek, then we were going to put CD.
Or Debo. You could put Debo too.
And you can probably put Debo at 4, and then probably 5, you're going to put Mike Evans.
All right, good.
Yeah. I like that list.
Yeah. There's probably a couple I'm missing. But to say that Davante wasn't that good, I mean,
dude, no, he was.
He was good.
He had an average year.
What he dealt with?
Come on. No, but I'm saying
to do a Jimmy Garoppolo and then freaking a backup quarterback.
He was average,
and he still put up numbers.
Give him a good quarterback. Give him a good quarterback.
Give him Aaron Rodgers. Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
Jimmy Garoppolo is not the same as Aaron Rodgers.
No, not
even
at all.
Derek Carr when he went there is not the same as freaking Jimmy as Aaron Rodgers.
And I feel like they gave up on Carr way too easily. I agree with that. What the fuck? That was crazy.
Carr was MVP candidate. He should have won until he got hurt.
Yeah, they were 9-0 that year and they fell apart.
Yeah, and they barely got into the playoffs.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Dougie and the Boys. This is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. We're going to take a quick commercial break. It is Final Four weekend. Who's going to come out on top as national champions from both the men and the women's side? We'll be right back. Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
Oh, come on.
We should have left, too.
Yeah, we should have left that game early. We'll get a whole discussion about it later, about being clutch. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, I'm your host, Dougie Serravo. We got Jimmy Drust.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
We got Jonathan Ramirez.
What's going on?
And then Dave Mendoza is on vacation.
Yeah, he is MIA.
MIA.
For now.
Oh, wow. I like this camera angle. All right, that's good for three people. So let's discuss the Final Four. You got NC State.
Underdog. Yeah. Underdog. Surprisingly, number 11 got in there.
That's a
story. Yeah, they got into the Final Four.
We were watching the game last Friday, and they were playing dominant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got the women's side, NC State, too.
What's UConn and
Iowa,
and you also have Connecticut on the men and women's side.
North Dakota. Yep, for both. NC.
So we want to tackle first the men's side.
So the men's side, everyone's saying it's going to be Purdue. They're saying Purdue is the winner.
It's going to be Purdue. I think it's going to be Purdue and probably UConn.
You think Purdue stops the hype train with NC State?
I don't know, They have the team to do it.
Yeah, but they look sloppy against
Gonzaga,
NC State, and they look sloppy against who do they play
last? Gonzaga.
Purdue.
We're talking about Purdue, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Purdue.
Yeah, but at the end they came in clutch.
But they look sloppy
at the beginning. You could play sloppy at the beginning. It's what you do it towards the end. If it's a close game, guess what?
They adjusted. Yeah,
exactly.
They still played sloppy.
Yeah, but it's like hockey. You play sloppy in the first quarter. You got two other periods to play better.
Yeah, not every game is going to be perfect.
Same with football. You can play sloppy in the first quarter.
What matters is that you adjust.
But still, that's
experience.
It's going to catch up to you is what I'm saying.
It will. But yeah, if it's a complete blowout, yeah, because then you can control the pace. Mm. If it's a 2-3, even a 5-point game, and you're playing sloppy, that means they're just playing as bad as you are.
Right.
I don't know. I think NC State pulls it out.
They could.
I think it's going to be NC State and
I got Alabama. UConn winning the whole thing.
Yeah, and
I'm going to stick to that.
Yeah, because I have UConn in my other thing, too. Going out.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Great weekend ahead.
And a funny stat real quick. The last time UConn won was 10 years ago. So they won in 04.
14.
And 14.
But UConn won last year, too.
But
that is a funny stat. 04-14-24.
Do they win it again?
They could go back to back. They have the strong team to do it.
Yeah.
So let's get to the women's side real quick. Caitlin Clark.
Steph Curry, basically.
Monster.
She's been stepping up.
41 points or 40 points each three games.
Yeah.
Or the games that, you know, the last three games that she played. Holy crap. Especially against the rival LSU.
A rematch with Angel Reese.
And she got the better because she... What? She had 40 and Angel Reese had like what? Like 20?
Yeah.
Maybe like less?
She has 20-something points, I believe. And she fouled out. Reese fouled out.
Yeah, but that was towards the end where it was already over.
Right.
Because she was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Like it... To have that, she has all the mental going into the Final Four, and she could definitely. It's tonight, right? The women's Final Four.
Tomorrow. No, I think Friday.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 7. Both games, I believe. Yeah.
No. Saturday.
Oh no, 7.
Saturday is the men's.
No. For women.
Yeah. For both.
It's 7.
Yeah. Friday, and then the. Yeah, Friday women's, men's Saturday.
Yeah. Right. And I think then after that probably like a Tuesday or Wednesday the final games will be.
Yeah. Well, the men is Monday.
Oh, wow, they're going to do that 2 days after? I mean, you could.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, and then probably Tuesday would be the women's.
Yeah. And I think Iowa's probably going to win that.
Iowa, one. Yeah. Because what's Iowa versus, what are they playing against?
Hey. This guy was telling you, Mike from work was telling this guy.
Oh, man, Mike?
Yeah. No, from Above the Palette.
Oh, Iowa. Oh, okay.
He was telling you, put all your house money on Iowa to beat LSU.
No, that wasn't Mike. That's John.
John.
Yeah, John's been John, playing.
I'm like, Mike. No. I know there's a Mike John. Here.
Yeah.
Mike's a better too, but it was John.
Yeah. I thought you thought. Yeah, John's the one. John was going to Iowa.
He said, put your money either in UConn for the men's and your money on Iowa to win. Because he told me.
So we'll see. It's interesting. So, Mets. Did they win today? Did they get their first win of the season?
I'm going to check right now.
This motherfucker, you hear him?
I'm just asking.
That's like shade, bro, to your own team.
That's shade? No, I'm just saying they were. Last I saw, it was 3-1. We're a sports show. We have to give updates.
It's top of the 11. The Tigers are winning 6-3.
No.
They hit a shallow to left. And they, because it was bases loaded.
Hit shallow. Oh, yeah, because last I saw it was 3-1, bottom six.
Yeah, and they scored twice.
Wow.
And then they scored down.
So let's talk about the Mets real quick.
Yeah.
Is this truly going to be a transition year that they were talking about last year?
We'll see. I mean, it's
159 plus games to go.
Yeah, it's still a long way to go.
They could adjust and get this shit together. It's just, I don't know. Right now, it's very rusty.
Yeah, you just don't want to be in that situation where you're going to be... By the deadline, I'd be like, shit, do we trade away Alonso for pieces or do we try to extend the guy and we're like 10 games out of a playoff spot?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, because the way I'm looking at it, right now he's playing consistent.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing pretty good. He's getting on base. That's all you really need. And then other players are doing what they have to do.
You know?
Alvarez hit a home run.
It's the pitching that's an issue.
Yeah.
I think it's the manager.
Could be.
It's
his first year.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a good manager.
You can't just judge on the freaking first couple of games.
Why can't you?
How can you judge that on a couple of games?
Why can't you?
Because it's his first time managing, and it's only been not even a week. It's been exactly a week since opening day.
You could if you want, but that's a naive move to the NBA.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Probation period.
It's naive and too early to do that.
Yeah.
Too early.
It's just been a week.
All right, so okay, I'm just saying you can still evaluate if this is your guy.
You can, but look at it this way. Yeah. Like, this is a different sport, but like with basketball, with Kyrie and Luka. Look how they're playing this season.
Completely
phenomenal.
Different season. Don't even bring that up.
Doesn't matter though.
Completely different.
Kyrie season. Went in the middle of the season last season, right? And then you guys were saying, it doesn't work together, it's not gonna work, blah blah.
He's got a point.
And look, it just takes some time. That's how these teams are. Or Russ with the Clippers.
Yeah, what are they, number five?
Oh, come on, Jonathan. You're trying. Nah, don't even go there.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with all sports.
I know what you're trying to do.
That translates to all sports. You have to take some time.
I know what
you're
trying to do.
What's he trying to do?
You're trying to prove me wrong on my show.
Yeah, that's true. He's not wrong.
It takes time to translate.
Yeah.
You're trying to prove me wrong.
Just like when LeBron went to the Lakers the first year, thinking they were instant champ, going to be instant champions. Nah. No, that shit took time. That shit took another year to get AD in there.
Yeah.
He's also 35.
But also playing better than any player that passed him, that he passed.
He's also 35.
Right, but he's still dropping 20 points, 24 points every game.
Now he's 38, ending his career.
Nah, I think he's got another. He's waiting for his son to come in.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
His son's not going to go in. The guy sucks.
All right.
It's true, though.
But it doesn't matter. Since wherever team his son goes, LeBron's following.
Yeah, his son's going there because of the last name, realistically. We all know that.
Yeah, but would you want...
We all know that.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want your dad to teach you how to play, especially a mentor you in the sport for like 1 or 2 years?
That would be awesome.
And they could become the next big player.
That would be awesome if that would happen.
Be the next big player?
The next, top...
Bronny player. James? Come on. Hold on. If LeBron James was not his father, he'd be a bust.
No.
Yes.
Well, no, because Michael Jordan's son was pretty good, and he played in the NBA, but then he left because it wasn't for him.
Who?
Michael Jordan's son.
Who?
I forgot his name.
Exactly.
Anyway, back to the Mets.
Yeah, back to the Mets.
I think once Sengun comes back, that's going to be a
big
help.
I think they're missing Cody.
We got like a month left.
Yeah.
I think they're really missing that. They're missing their guy.
They signed another pitcher, too, from the Oilers.
Yeah.
Oilers. I can't say. Baltimore.
Orioles.
Baltimore. Shut up.
Yeah, let's just go with Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Going forward.
He was from Baltimore. Excuse me. From Baltimore.
Oh, shit.
Think of the Houston Oilers. Or the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, yeah,
it's, like, it's a rough start right now, but you never know. Shit could flip flop real easy. Like the Yanks are undefeated. I don't think they're undefeated yet. They're still all right.
I think 5-0. I think they might have lost that game against Arizona.
Who?
The Yanks. They're 5-0.
They're 6-1.
Oh, 6-1.
So they lost. They lost to Arizona then.
Okay. Yes. Yeah,
they're playing Arizona.
Still, they're off to a hot start.
Yeah.
Things could flip flop.
Yeah, right, Dave? It's still early, Dave Mendoza.
No, but I'm being serious. Because it's a long season. Yeah, with MLB, it's a long season.
You got, 100-something games left.
Yeah.
155.
Remember when it happened the other year with the Mets? Mets were a very hot start where they had that big streak. I think it was like 15 or 17 games.
16 games.
Yeah, 16-game win streak. And look how that season ended.
Well, the Houston Astros one year was like 0-4.
Oh, went to the freaking World Series.
The Houston Astros.
That was the year.
Did we that year?
That was the year. They went all the way to the World Series.
Well, the Houston Astros were what? 0-5 in 2005 and went to the World Series.
Yeah, so you never know.
Never know.
Yeah, you never know. It's still early.
The team could change around. But don't forget, today the Mets are playing a doubleheader.
Yeah, they play at 3:40. It's supposed to, but then.
Well, no, it was supposed to be like 3:00 something, but the game went to overtime.
Yeah.
Which I think the game might have went final right now.
Extra innings.
All right, so let's talk about, before we head to a quick commercial break. Let's talk about what clutch means.
Yeah, Doug.
All right. So the Mets were playing the Brewers. They were trailing 7-5, right?
Right.
And Pete Alonso hits a solo home run to make it 7-6. No one on base. And they ended up losing 7-6. Jonathan thinks that was clutch.
That was a clutch moment. Yeah.
Clutch play.
It was a clutch play.
But it did not impact the game in one bit.
It could have.
What but do you they mean? Lost. They scored.
They lost.
He got a okay, but you misunderstand what clutch means.
I know what clutch means. It's like
say the definition real quick.
All right, scoring getting a tying run.
Huh?
A tying run, game winning run.
That's not clutch.
But that's clutch.
No.
All right, you have the definition on your phone, right?
What you just explained was a game tying run or a game winning run. That is clutch, but you just the thing is, clutch is when a player excels in sports. It's when a player excels under pressure. Nothing in that definition is stating the score or the end result of a game.
I don't know about that.
So if a player excels, with baseball, it's different because every player only gets that one chance up a bat. Well, you get three strikes, but...
Yes, but you get all right, thing. Let's
so just... you can only count on... Alonso is not batting three times. So when he comes up at bat, you're down two runs. What do you want him to do?
Get on base.
Okay, and even better, he got a home run and got you another score on the board.
But
that is very clutch.
All right, so
now he has to hope and rely on his teammates to do the same.
All right, let's go to the Tampa Bay game we went to. Okay. That was a clutch home run because he hit the game winning home run.
It's
Alvarez was clutch. He hit a tying home run.
Here's the problem.
But you're saying that the guy that got the other player on base, that wasn't clutch on him?
Exactly.
That wasn't a clutch hit on him?
Those moments, him getting on, that player getting on base, that was also clutch. He's excelling under pressure. Extra innings, I got to do something. Either I got to score or I got to get on base. This way, when the next guy comes up, you have to.
It could have been a double play.
Every guy at bat is under pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, what Alonso did was clutch, but so was the other players that got onto the base.
Yeah.
So you're saying that your players that got on a base wasn't clutch for that to be up 7-5 against the Mets?
Oh, no, that was a clutch. That was top of the ninth, top of the 10th.
Yeah, so come on. Like you're telling me, like, even if it's one run and you're still down by one, hell, he could be down by 7, and if you get one run, it could spark something.
Exactly.
It's a clutch play to spark something with your
team. But when it was 7-6 and you lose the game, that wasn't clutch. Sorry.
Is that the problem is that people associate the word clutch with game winners or game tying scores or runs way too often or so often, and that they think that's what that means.
You got your coffee?
I got this like way before because it's already halfway done.
But you're just associating the word clutch.
You got us coffee too.
Nah, he didn't give me coffee.
No, because I would have asked him.
Then ask me.
No, you get coffee here.
You got me a cookie.
Yeah, I got him a cookie. Icky kicky.
Nice. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we have some more things to get to. Who knows? Maybe we'll even play Immaculate Grid.
Immaculate Grid.
Your favorite game, ladies and gentlemen.
If Jonathan can see it.
Neither of you can see it.
I can see it.
We'll be right back.
Oh, you can see it from there? Mm-hmm.
Sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
town, things that haven't been done before?
You're like, it's more than just Joe Biden though. Like, it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather some.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why did Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you, you know.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Stuttering.
The Doug Strava Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. It's swing on by.
Stick.
Yeah, Jimmy doesn't have his hockey stick.
Yeah, I guarantee he threw it out.
No, it's somewhere in the house.
He threw it out.
Just use the other stick.
My stick?
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing baseball.
All right.
We got
on the top, we have the Texans.
Texas Rangers.
And then what's the middle say, Doug?
All-star.
And then
300-plus home runs career batting.
And then on the left side going down, we have...
You got the Mariners, the Braves, and the Yankees. So I'm going to do the first one. Texas. Yankees, Rangers, Todd Frazier.
Yeah. I forgot he played for the Texans. Imagine not even on there.
Todd Frazier.
Yeah, because he also played...
All-star on the Rangers.
Also, the Yankees, you could probably put Judge or...
Oh, yeah, you could put Judge.
Judge or Jeter. Or
A-Rod.
A-Rod. You could do whatever you want for the Yankees. And then what was the...
And this just proves to you guys that I don't look up the answers because Jimmy's right here.
Yeah, because we actually might do good in this one. And what's the last one?
300 press home runs. Put A-Rod.
Put A-Rod for the Rangers or the Yankees?
Yankees.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Oh, you could do. Well, you could probably put Jeter as the Yankees one.
Oh, here you.
Wait, you can do both. Yeah. Try to do both.
Put A-Rod for Rangers and
Mariners.
No.
You could do A-Rod for Yankees and for Rangers and Mariners.
Can you do both?
Oh no! Right here it says already used.
Oh,
see, but how come we can
that, one, that one?
Yeah.
Time, that one
that
time.
That one time.
Twice.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
What's his name?
The Mariners.
Mariners and Yankees. I think I won the bond. I'm trying to think of his name.
Suzuki.
Not Suzuki. No. You should put Jeter for the 300 and put the...
All-star game for the Braves, I'm using Chipper Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And then for Mariners, you could probably put the pitcher... the hitter. Chinese guy. Damn it.
Japanese?
Yeah, I'm trying to think...
Outfielder?
Yeah. He was real good for them.
Ichiro.
Yeah, Ichiro. We could put for All-Star for the Mariners.
All right. Who played for the Rangers and the Braves, and who played for the Rangers and the Mariners?
The Rangers and Braves. And the Rangers and Mariners?
That should be...
And then
Rangers and Mariners is A-Rod.
Didn't it work.
Do that. Yeah, that's why I said we should put Derek Jeter for the...
Yeah, now that I look at these, we screwed up. Because we could have done Chipper Jones 300-plus home runs. And then you could have put Ronald Acuna.
You probably could put Jeter for the 300 yards and put A-Rod as Seattle and Texas or Yankees.
Yeah, well, next time we know because we screwed it up.
Next time.
You're the one with the power right now.
Oh, Adrian Beltre played for the Mariners and the Rangers.
Yes, he did. Yep, you could put them. And we're going to say 300 for Mariners. Did Cano play for the Mariners?
Cano did play for the Mariners.
Did he?
All right, good.
Does that stat? Does it have to be with the Mariners?
No, it has to be like...
I think it's just their career.
Oh, Cano. Put Cano.
You could put Cano for Mariners.
Yeah, put Cano for the Mariners.
He's hit over 300 home runs?
Do you think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Let's see.
He knows so. Oh, he did? Okay.
He did.
Yeah.
In general, because he was big on the Yankees.
Yeah, he was big during the Yankees.
He did
a lot.
So now we just got...
Mariners, not so much, because that was towards the end of his career.
Yeah, we got two. We got a tough one.
Texas and the Braves and home run, 300 plus home run for the
Texas
Braves.
Texas and the Braves?
Yeah.
Oh, for home runs. Who can put for home runs? That's played a longevity for them.
On the Braves?
Yeah. That's hard.
No, but again, remember, even if they went to another team, yeah, as long as they played.
Jonathan, look up Andrew Jones.
For what?
The Braves. I know he hit. I know he played Braves, but I don't know if he hit 300 plus home runs.
Damn, Mets lost the first game.
Yeah. 6-3.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
Chipper Jones?
Andrew Jones.
Andrew Jones.
He hit over 300, right?
What about Beltran?
Who?
Carlos Beltran?
He didn't play for the Braves.
He didn't play for the Braves? Thought he did.
Nah. He played for the Giants, the Royals, the Mets, Yankees, Texas. He probably did, right? 300?
Andrew Jones? Yeah, he got 300.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. Texans. Oh,
man. And he did play for the Braves for a while, from 96 to 07.
Yeah, he did, back in the day. Left.
Texas.
Who played for Texas and Atlanta?
That's hard.
Texas and Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard one because.
Andrew Jones.
I think we can't use him twice, I don't think.
Fuck.
Texas.
Yeah, he played for Texas for 1 year in 09.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, I think we can.
That's fucked, bro.
I think we can't use him twice, though, I don't think.
Oh, I know one.
Who?
I don't know if we got it, but I think this.
Well, it's our last. Hey, we got most of them.
I'm trying to think. Texas.
Well, let's see. Let's see if he gets it. Go ahead.
Oh!
Wait.
Fuck. He was on the Yankees, too.
Who?
Describe the man.
It wasn't Gardner. Never mind.
Cause I'm going with Johnny Gomes if he's up here.
Go for it. Just go for it. I mean.
Damon. I think Johnny Damon.
He played for Texas?
I think.
Well, I mean,
let's see.
Towards the end of the career, he played a couple teams.
No, was it who you think it was, Doug?
It wasn't.
Oh, that's what you put in. You put
on.
Yours.
Hold on.
Okay. Mark Teixeira.
I said Teixeira too.
He played for the Yankees.
I said Teixeira,
and I was thinking about Gardner because they're both bald-headed freaks. Damn
for
it,
Texas
bro.
And Atlanta.
I said the wrong.
I
knew
it. I
knew it was a ball-headed freak,
bro. I knew
Teixeira
played for Texans.
I knew it was a ball-headed freak.
See, but this is weird. Jimmy, look at this screen. It says you already used it, but on here they'd have Mark Teixeira for the Texas Rangers and Braves and Texas Rangers and Yankees.
Wow, no. I mean, listen, we got the Texas Rangers. That one's an easy one for A-Rod. Like I said, we should use A-Rod for that one.
Yeah.
And Derek Jeter for 300.
Fucked up, man.
You do a football one now, or?
Fucked up.
Yeah, no, we're doing something else.
What are we doing?
Basketball.
Hockey.
There's no way he's not going to know. This is going to be him at the DMV. Oh.
40 goal season for the Winnipeg Jets, Jonathan. Take a guess. Just name a hockey player that you know.
He's not going to know.
Just name one. Throw one out there.
Yeah, he knows I'm going to name the fucking popular guys who play for
completely
other teams.
Even back in the day.
Like the
There's
only guys.
There's no way he's going to get that. I'm even trying to think for Winnipeg Jets. I think I had one of mine. He played for them. I'm probably thinking freaking Columbus.
Who?
He's on the Rangers now.
Something
to P.
Man, you don't even know, Doug.
Nah, I don't know who played for the Rangers.
No, but his last name starts with P. It's like P-A-R Parlin or whatever his name is.
I have no idea who
you're
talking about.
I know he played for Columbus. He was very good as Columbus, and he came to the.
I only know about Ovechkin, however you say.
Yeah, Ovechkin.
I only know about
Crosby.
Crosby for the Bruins, right?
No.
Penguins.
It's okay.
The jersey colors are the same though, bro. Yellow and
what?
Yellow and black.
Black and yellow.
Yeah, the Bruins have that too.
Yes, you're correct. And so the other team does too.
And this other guy too.
This other guy too.
The Predators, they're also yellow. You get like a bright yellow with a blue.
Yeah, I'm talking about this other dude, though.
What other dude? Fuck. About Wayne Gretzky? Is he trying to say to him,
yes,
too?
Yes,
Wayne Gretzky. I figured that you're going towards
it's him. All the popular guys.
Hey, you know people.
Yeah, you kind of, yeah, but you're all in the, yeah. I'm in the same boat as you, Duke, so I'm like, I know hockey, it's just I don't know all the players. I don't go, like, Doug's more of our resident, like, hockey, yeah. He knows players.
I was at the Garden yesterday.
Yeah.
Big fight at the game.
Half of them got ejected?
Yeah. All right, this ain't loading. I was going to do a basketball bracket.
Oh, what, the playoffs?
Yeah.
You're talking about Panarin.
Yeah, Panarin. That's
Panarin. Yeah, for the Rangers.
Yeah. All right, you got someone. All right, let's see if this loads up. We could do our bracket.
Oh, for basketball?
You guys know about McDavid?
Yeah.
Connor McDavid?
Yeah.
What about him?
The, he's like the leader right now. A leader.
Of what?
A leader.
Getting points, like scoring.
A scoring title?
Yeah.
Nice. It's so cute seeing John try to talk hockey.
The guy from the Toronto or the Rangers is number one. No, Toronto's number one. Two is somebody, I forgot, like from Boston.
Well, we got to give congratulations to Jonathan, Employee of the Month.
Yes, sir.
Motherfucker. He's like, motherfucker.
Good job.
I'm surprised he's still doing that.
All right. Let's do this bracket. What was that about?
That's how you get employee of the month.
He knows what he did.
All right.
Mike was waiting.
All right, let's. Oh, I don't even have the bracket up. Nice going, guys.
Right. What bracket is this for?
The basketball one.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Oh, for the playoffs.
We're getting close to the. Because they start what? They start late in April?
Yeah.
The playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the 25th?
Nah, I think it's earlier than that, though.
But maybe the teens? I don't know. I know hockey starts.
It goes into May. The finals go into May.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going away in the frickin' summer.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. All right. Since it's just two of you, you guys will do the West. You do the West and you do the East.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't burst.
All right. Jonathan, so 76ers Pacers to play in.
Ooh, with Embiid coming back?
76ers and the Pacers. This is for a play-in game?
Yeah.
And Embiid's back.
Play-in.
Embiid's coming back home.
What? Hold
because
on.
Sixers been dropping and Pacers been
Jesus.
Dropping.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and say the I'm gonna say the Pacers.
Wow. All right. Hawks and Bulls.
I'm gonna go ahead and say the Bulls.
All right, on the West, Kings Pelicans.
Kings.
Lakers Warriors.
Shout out to Dave. Gonna be the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the better team than them.
All right. Lakers, Pelicans.
Pelicans.
Bulls, Sixers.
I'm going to go with the Sixers.
I like that.
Yeah, they ain't going to lose to the Bulls.
No, I don't think so either, especially when Embiid coming back.
All right. We're going to do the East first, and then we'll go over to the West. All right. Celtics, Sixers.
Celtics.
Knicks Magic.
Knicks. That'd be a good game.
Yeah, it'd be a good game. And closer than people think.
Yeah.
But Knicks gonna take that. They just lost Randle though.
Yeah, he's been out for the whole season.
Yeah, season ending surgery.
Top is coming back and then our center just came back too.
Alright, so this is gonna be a little bit different. I'm gonna do the Cavs game. Cavs Heat, Cavs.
Whoa.
You can't do that.
Why not?
In the playoffs?
You're sorry, because he knows who I'm going to go for.
You're going to go for the Heat.
Yep. That's the Jimmy Butler.
No, dude, it's Jimmy Butler in the playoffs.
That's the Jimmy Butler effect.
It's like Mahomes in the playoffs.
They do enough just to get in.
Yeah.
Whether it's playing or a regular
seeding.
Well,
because they're not having a play-in. They're in number 6 seed.
Yeah.
They're in the seeding right now.
Once they get into the playoffs, though?
Yeah, they don't need to get in. They're not even in the play-in.
All right, Bucks and Pacers.
I'm gonna go with the damn.
That's a toughie.
I'm gonna go with the Bucks. Kind of wanted to pick the Pacers, but
I don't blame you.
I don't think the Bucks lose.
I especially the Bucks should have control.
All right, round one of the West: Pelicans, Timberwolves.
Give me the Timberwolves.
Yeah, the Wolves are really.
I
good.
Like the Wolves. They're playing really
hungry.
Good.
They got MJ.
They're number two right now. They're playing really good.
Mavericks Clippers.
Oh my god. You gave like the worst one.
Yeah, that'll be a fun series. That'll be a fun series.
Sorry, Luca. Give me the Clippers.
Yes.
I like them better.
That's because Russ is better.
Suns Thunder.
Oh my god. Because KD's been playing out of his mind the last couple weeks. I just wonder if it'll transfer through. You know what? Give me the upset. Give me the Suns. They're more experienced in the playoffs.
I don't know, man. Suns look like shit right now.
No, they don't. Are you kidding me? They've been winning games left and right. They've been being the best player, the best team. They just beat Denver last week. Blown it.
Well, yeah, Denver. And that's Devin Booker getting the 50-point game, but
what, last night? No, that was KD. KD dropped like 40 points.
The other night. Booker had three games in a row with 50 points.
Last night he had 30-something points last night, or 40. But KD right behind him with almost 30 as well.
All right, Kings Nuggets.
Oh, give me the champs.
I don't see anybody being the Nuggets right now.
Yeah, especially if they're going into the playoff. They're especially number one seed again. I mean, Timberwolves are making hard, and so are the OKC, but OKC's... They're not playoff ready. They're like, it's gonna be a mental game for them.
All right, Jonathan, Celtics Knicks.
I'm gonna go Celtics.
I guess you have to.
Heat Bucks.
Just drop the hammer, Jonathan. Drop that hammer. I know you're gonna go with.
Nah, should I though? I don't know.
Go ahead. I know you're gonna go with.
Do they do it again?
Did they do it again? Especially with Doc Rivers as the head coach.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Heat.
Thank you.
That's all you had to say, I know. Bro. You just had to remind me they have Doc Rivers.
They're 13-13.
Yeah, you just had to remind me they have Doc Rivers.
They were 14-something with their other head coach.
They were
37-13 with the other coach.
Yeah, exactly. They're 13-13 with this coach.
Yeah.
This is Doc's last coaching job.
Absolutely. I think he retires.
Yeah. After this,
he stays as like he like goes probably back to LA to be like one of the like assistants or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy. Clippers, Timberwolves.
Give me the Clippers.
Suns, Nuggets.
Nuggets.
All right, Jonathan, back to you.
Celtics, Heat.
Celtics, Heat again.
Last year's conference champion game.
I don't know, bro. I'm going to go with Celtics this time around.
Yeah, I agree on that one.
Celtics should take it. I think they learn and they progress.
Now I just said it's a better team than last year.
Yeah. All right, Nuggets, Clippers.
I think we're going to have back-to-back. I'm going to go with the Nuggets.
I think this may be like, remember how I was with the Cavs and the Warriors?
Yeah.
When Steph and LeBron were going at it.
Well, last year we had the Heat, but I mean, we'll see. Heat will go
far. The Nuggets are going to be...
I won't doubt the Heat at all. Because they usually, especially with Jimmy Butler, he always comes different in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Celtics Nuggets. I got game one. I mean, I go with the Celtics. Jeremy, game two.
Give me Denver.
Jonathan, game three.
Celtics.
Well, you had Nuggets to. Oh no, I don't say. That's back to you, Doug.
Nuggets win game. Four.
Four.
Jimmy?
I'm probably going to go back to the Celtics.
Jonathan?
This is game five?
Game six.
Game six.
And who's home?
It'll be Denver.
I'm going to go Celtics, though.
So that they win game six.
I think Celtics finally get over that hump.
Yeah, to win a championship finally.
Tatum. Hopefully Tatum doesn't prove me wrong, and he actually leads his team to a chip.
Could. He's got the team around it this time. Porzingis is playing out of his mind.
That's what I'm saying. They got Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday's playoffs. Really the good. Defense is going to be...
Brown's playing good.
That defense from Drew is going to be essential.
Yeah. All right, so we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it's time for our final thoughts segment. Any predictions, whatever the boys have for you. We'll be right back.
You
wanted to play.
He had
wanted,
no care in the world because he said, "I only want to play for that team."
Hold on. Because that's
how you know.
How do you know?
No, I heard your words. I'm right.
I said Watson.
No.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
You're saying that's me, nice.
Again, thank you for joining us on Dougie and the Boys this Thursday afternoon. It is April 4th.
You didn't even lead it up to it. That's
you
crazy.
Lead up to
that's
it.
Crazy.
What? What's crazy?
Say this podcast is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Gotta lead them up to it.
So, any new episodes?
I saw you
clap.
The man! No!
I wonder how Dave Mendoza's doing in Baltimore. I mean, Boston.
Baltimore?
Boston. This guy has there's a Baltimore effect in here.
Yeah.
Don't know. What's the baseball team in Baltimore?
Baltimore O's.
O's.
No, how do you say it?
No, they call them O's.
They call them O's.
What's their full name?
The O's.
The O's.
No, Orioles.
I would have spelled it out.
Orioles.
All right. So, what's the prediction or a hot take you guys got?
Actually, let's go to Johnny. Johnny had a question about hockey.
Yeah, you got a question for us.
Yeah, you got a question before.
Let's hear it.
For me. That I was trying to answer.
Yeah, you're actually like, no, I got
his father came down to talk to us.
Nah, but it was a silly question.
No, what is it? Let's hear it.
No silly questions in this podcast.
I want to hear it.
Only with Doug says. I like he turned.
So I was always intrigued by this. When players, what is it called when players
fight?
Yes. So no. They go into the box, right?
Yeah.
And what is that considered? Is that considered like is that equivalent to when NFL players go into a concussion tent and they got to sit out for a while?
No.
To get protocols?
No, because
This is after a fight. The player
penalty
will go
box.
Into the
box.
Oh, if they have a concussion or anything.
Yeah. No. Or for anything.
And they just go in the box.
Yeah, that's a penalty box.
That's a penalty box.
Yeah, they sit there for like and 2 minutes.
So if you get a foul. That's what it's
a penalty,
called, right?
If
you get a penalty, you go into that box and you just
for
2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes, or if it's that much of a bad penalty, it's 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then
player will stay in that box.
So the team will be down a player. You can't
stub them
in.
They would be down a player for 2 minutes.
If it's something that, like a fight, but it doesn't be caused as a penalty, that player will be in that box and it will still be a 5-on-5.
Damn. You think they should probably do that? They can't do that for football.
No.
For basketball, that would be.
Well, lose a man?
You can't do it for basketball either, because that's why.
They'll have an advantage.
Yeah. What was it? Five? It would be a 5-on-4? No, because then you could just put the.
Damn.
You can.
But
do it for hockey. Why not do it for basketball?
Hockey and basketball are two different sports.
Don't matter.
It does matter. How are you going to put a penalty box in basketball?
No, you don't have a penalty box. You just sit them. You sit them
for
out.
2 minutes?
Why not?
That's a long time.
That's a long... Dude, you know how many points you probably rack up if you throw it dead in the center?
Don't get a foul.
If you rebound and LeBron's running on the other end waiting for the ball, you know how many points you're going to get off that?
Don't get a foul.
So that's what's called the power play?
Yes. Yeah.
Or the power... That's what
power
it is, right?
Play, yes. So if a player does any of these, if they do... you can say like hands in the face in football, but it's more of the stick in the face.
Yeah.
And then with a high stick... fighting, goaltender interference, and now they have it where if you do it twice with the facial
violation.
Yes, if it's two times on the player, it's a penalty.
They have an embellishment.
Embellishment, yep.
Damn.
Do you know what embellishment is?
Yeah, I like these rules though. I feel like they could translate.
Do you know what embellishment is? It's like a flop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then tripping as well. If you're tripping somebody,
similar. This reminds me of
soccer
a little bit.
It's pretty much the same thing. But I mean, the difference is soccer's with a bigger net,
right?
And you know they're playing longer than they are. But the thing with hockey is you're on ice, on skates that you can't really control some half the time.
Yeah, and there aren't.
It's hard to control it.
And there aren't really any penalties or fouls for
And in soccer, you guys like speak throughout the game. You have like these chants.
Yeah.
Hockey, you just have Let's Go Devils.
Or the wave. Do you guys
get the wave?
You guys get extra time?
So, no, so if it's overtime? Tied
at the end of the period,
like so, it's overtime. Like, if it's the same 5 minute overtime.
Oh. Yeah, it's 3-on-3. Mm. So 7-5-on-5, it's 3-on-3, which I think it's more exciting.
That does sound 3-on-3. Yeah, it does sound exciting.
Yeah, more breakaways.
Yeah, a lot of common things between soccer and hockey.
Yeah, because I kind of wish that they would do that for soccer, like some of the like penalty sprint over.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of flopping in that game, which it's ridiculous.
Way too much.
Too much.
And they get away with it.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. There should be a penalty against them for that. For like too much.
Yeah. Like, well, the crowds are different. They speak different tones.
Atmosphere is different.
They have these chants.
Oh, for hockey games?
No, I'm talking about soccer.
Oh, for soccer? Yeah.
Like, you guys speak these tones throughout the game. I don't know what they are.
Oh, like the little chants they do?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's from Seven Nation.
Like, they have different tones throughout the game for 90 minutes. Hockey sometimes is silence.
Yeah, but it has to be.
Sometimes.
But you're going to play music all through the whole game, though?
I feel like hockey will be just as, like, the crowd will be just as rambunctious. So,
sometimes. Going, but we have different tones throughout the game. Yeah, it's like, let's go, Devil. Line,
it's gonna, you're going to hear that, even when it's quiet.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Or when you play a song.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking maybe chant, not tones, but chants.
Chant. Yeah, but that's a chant, too.
But hockey, I've been to, the Devil sucks, so that's different.
Yeah.
It's quiet now.
Yeah, now it's, but. Dude,
it makes sense when your team is losing, I guess.
Yeah, but even the Red Bull game,
morale goes down.
Yeah, but even when we went to that Red Bull game
in soccer,
it was
Oh yeah, but
that's it's a different.
But it was still down. You guys, there's no score, and the fans are like still into whatever things.
That's purposeful. They have seats right behind the net where they have a guy like a, what do you call those guys?
Mascot? Jonathan knows what I'm talking about.
Not the mascot. Oh my. God, a conductor.
Oh, okay.
Have everybody.
Yeah, Jonathan knows what I was talking about. I just didn't explain it right. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, hockey. They could use that.
They could. I mean, we have a mascot that does the same thing. Mr. Devil.
Yeah.
That's his name. He could do the same thing.
And then rile up the crowd
or that one. Or that one guy that always at the Devil's game.
Oh, Bauman.
Yeah.
That was good. What a good. I was trying to like get like a prediction, a hot take out, but we made a hockey lesson for Jonathan.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's also Dave. We watch this too, and like watching. I mean, because when we're at the bar, you're both asking questions.
All right. So while we're at it, we're gonna play Immaculate Grid now. Hockey.
No.
Jonathan.
And then you're going to football.
Jonathan, what you got? Hockey. Okay.
And then you're going to football. You ain't going to freaking hockey.
I don't know. I'm not that.
He's not
well informed. I'm not that well informed in hockey yet.
All right, you want to do women's basketball?
No. How you do what we do?
We're worse.
We
bro.
Don't. Yeah, that's.
I
way,
know at least a
few. He like, might get a couple of players off past the
hockey.
Oh, this football one's even harder.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't even know.
You tell me, Arizona and Minnesota. There's probably an easy one there.
Who? That's Dobbs.
Dobbs.
Oh, that's right.
Joshua Dobbs. Arizona Colts, there's probably another easy one. Washington, there's definitely one for Washington and Vikings. And I can't see that last. And at the bottom is the Eagles.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Arizona Eagles. Jesus Christ, I know the player. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, this one's easy, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Change it then if you want. I don't care. Change it to another.
Well, we got 10 minutes before Jonathan has to head out.
Yeah. Well, John, any predictions?
Any predictions you got? And then we'll wrap it up so you could head out.
Or any hot takes?
Depending on the Jets, like I was telling you before, depending on the Jets draft is...
And Rodgers staying healthy.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers staying healthy. But I feel like if the Jets draft protection for Aaron Rodgers, they draft O-line, they become a top five
me. What's their draft? They're like what? 7-8? Or six? They're up. I know they're low enough.
I think they're eight.
They're eight, yeah.
Yeah, they're up there.
They're going to draft an O-lineman. They have to.
I think they're
at this point, they have to. I mean, they picked up very good. They picked up Tyron Smith from Dallas.
Yeah, they got.
They have Beckham and the other guy coming back.
Son Riddick.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting season.
They get somebody on the left side to protect or on the right side, wherever his side's opposite from Smith.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. But Beckham and the other guy has to stay healthy.
That's the only problem.
That's the only thing. And then Rodgers has to stay healthy.
Because Vera Tucker should be coming back.
That's it. Thank you.
He's going to be coming back.
Yes. And so is the other one I said.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see for sure.
I think the Jets could definitely be a good team. Like I said, I think Miami and them fight for one spot.
Yeah. I think so too. All right. As always, this has been Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but may just need.
Must be nice. That was Jonathan Ramirez. We got Jimmy Drust.
Always trust a trust.
And we got
this clown.
Dougie Serapo. As always, it is Dougie and the Boys. We will see you all next time. We'll be outside one of these days.
Oh, outside for sure. It's going to be like 70 degrees next week.
Oh, yeah? So we'll see you guys outside. Must be nice. Jonathan, thank you for coming on. And before we all go,
yes, sir.
Let's hear it.
Uh-oh. He got something.
No, just a prediction.
Oh.
Sports,
of what, though?
Sports prediction of the year. Anything.
Of
Don't
the
matter.
Year.
Don't matter. Of the week, whatever.
Of the week, of the month, of the day?
I'm still sticking to the to the Padres, getting to the World
They're
Series.
They're playing good.
Yeah.
They're playing good right now.
Padres right. World Series.
Got strong. We'll see. That's. It's. I mean.
Put that bet in, bro. Put that.
I don't have a prediction, but I have a fact.
Here we go.
Here we go.
And it's a sad fact.
Is it something about the Devils?
Oh, shit.
The Devils were in it. Or Tampa.
Unfortunately.
Tampa Bay.
The Devils.
No. Evan Longoria has played his last major league game.
Has he? Is it official?
No, but it looks like it. He threw out the first pitch at the last game for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, it looks like he's done.
So it looks like he's done. Unless he gets a phone call from Tampa or somewhere.
I would doubt that, but we'll see.
Thank you, Evan, for a great career. Thank you for being a fan of you.
Hey, shout out to the...
All right, what prediction?
Shout out to the Yankees opening day against Tampa. I think Dave and you will be watching that game very closely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yankees opening day is against Tampa.
Oh, they do.
It's Friday, tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
That's going to be a good one, man.
It's going to be a very good one.
All right, Jimmy, you got a prediction?
Do I have a prediction?
Steelers win the Super Bowl.
they make a playoff run, but.
You're wrong.
Okay. Same guy that the Giants were going to go last year to the
I think Steelers made it to the playoffs.
I was wrong. I was wrong. Come on.
Okay.
I admit it.
Yeah.
You ever admit when you're wrong?
Yeah.
When?
When I'm wrong. When I have been wrong.
The Steelers are going to go to the AFC Championship.
Okay, but they still made the playoffs, didn't they?
Damn.
But they still made the playoffs, no matter what.
Damn.
It's like Mike Tomlin is one of the greatest coaches of all time. What?
We're not gonna.
How
get
can
there.
You say that he's not?
We're not gonna get there.
How can you not say he's?
I would not say he's one of.
He's top five.
I say he's the greatest.
Okay, I appreciate that. I don't think he's the greatest. I'll say this: he's not the greatest. It's right now you can probably say top five. To be consistent, yes, but of all time, it's definitely Belichick.
Because you could make the argument that look at Belichick without Brady and the key pieces. You could easily make that
argument.
Oh,
yeah, because Mike Tomlin.
But I think we'll save that with Dave.
Yeah.
Because you can make arguments. Tomlin had Roethlisberger, but then he had Pickett. Then he had.
Now, even before that.
Nah, he's a good coach. Yeah.
He had Rudolph. Then he had.
And they were still consistent.
Yeah,
so
still
you
get and make a point, like make it into the playoffs.
So you can make that argument that Tomlin's.
But I want to put
great.
As the.
But you can make
well,
that.
Well, no, because he's not over than Don Shula.
Yeah, but you
Don
could.
Don Shula when he was in Miami was a monster.
But you can bring those points in.
Oh, you can, but at the end of the day, Belichick, Tomlin didn't do what Belichick did.
All right.
So I mean, if Dave and I will discuss that, we can.
Prediction.
Steelers make it to
no,
the playoffs.
No, I'll go basketball. I'm going to say that. What can I say? Did the Celtics take it all? No, I'm kidding. I'm going to say Knicks make a deep playoff run.
Possible.
They can. I think they can get deep playoff run.
All right, we shall see. See everybody next week.
Nicole, I love you.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.